triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ, my highest heaven adored, Christ, the everlasting Lord, late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth.
The congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever.
With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness to all generations.
For I said, steadfast love will be built up forever.
In the heavens, you will establish your faithfulness.
You have said, I made a covenant with my chosen one.
I have sworn to David, my servant.
I will establish your offspring forever.
And build your throne for all generations.
Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord.
Your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones.
For who in the skies can be compared to the Lord?
Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord?
A God greatly to be feared in the council of the holy ones.
And awesome above all who are around him.
O Lord, God of hosts.
Who is mighty as you are, O Lord,
with your faithfulness all around you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. O God, our maker and redeemer, you wonderfully created us, and in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him, who made himself to be like us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 11. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Galatians chapter 4. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You're invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens a womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword shall pierce through your own soul also. so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. No children today, but we will have something good to think about. Part of Simeon's words that he said that day over baby Jesus was that this baby was a light, verse 32, a light for revelation to the Gentiles from the glory of your people Israel. A light to the Gentiles. My wife have, maybe some of you have seen it, my wife has a nativity set that is all done with Africans. All done with Africans. And so you have this fellow holding a box, really in a almost a fur-covered design clothes. He must be from the mountains somewhere. This guy isn't from the mountains. He's got bare arms. This guy has a big beard. This guy is clean shaven or no beard and younger. And this one is actually looks more oriental, but very dark oriental, also carrying something and all. And all of, in this set, all of them are dark skinned. In the Greek, it says magi, and we often use that word in the English too, magi, the wise men. They came and saw Jesus, what? From the west, from the north, where were they from? East, right? From the east. I have a pastor friend who talks to me sometimes. He's in Indiana and Fort Wayne. He says, I need to talk to the wise person from the east. I said, I think you got to go further east than me. But these wise men who came to visit Jesus were from the east. They were not Israelites. They were different. Just whether how far east, probably the Babylon area, or maybe further east, we don't know exactly. But they were different. They were not Israelites. But they came to worship Jesus. Just that much is important for us to remember. God called all types of people to worship Jesus and to know about Jesus, from the shepherds to the wise men from the east, different color skin, different cultures, different language, whatever. He calls all people to know Jesus. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for calling all people to have peace on earth through your Son, Jesus. Reassure us always, we are also part of your called people. In the name of Jesus, amen. We sing the sermon hymn.
Joy to
The sermon for this morning is primarily based on our gospel reading, and especially thinking about verse 25 and 38. I read verse 25 from Luke 2, we just heard. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And verse 38, and coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Waiting. Both those holy people filled with the Holy Spirit were waiting. Simeon, specifically, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and Anna, waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. We wait for Christmas. Or maybe we don't. Maybe we speed it up. But we're waiting for that day. And then it happens. It's over. And I heard about, through friends, I heard about the display at Hicksville, the Christmas cruise. So yesterday, you already heard. So yesterday, Mom and Debbie have been feeling good for all the time they've been here. So let's go and look at the Christmas cruise in Hicksville. I looked at the little advertisement on the internet, their website, and said, oh yeah, there it is. It really is in Hicksville there. So we drove out to Hicksville last night. We got there. It was all dark where there was supposed to be lights. What happened? So I drive past, I pull into an access just south of that, access to electrical things, and the neighbors across the lawn were wondering what's going on here. Oh, I didn't read the rest of the website. The last day of the display is the 23rd. And I thought, wow, it's over. And growing up in a pastor's family and having a pastor's family, Christmas extends from the 25th to the 1st, kind of, because the big push for Christmas is done, and so you kind of relax for a couple days. So to me, it wasn't over. But for the people who run that display, that was their timing for that. And that was fine. And then, so he said, well, let's go see the city square at Bryan. So we saw all the lights there. And then we went over to Archbald too and drove through the Festival of Lights there. So we saw some lights. But it made me think, we as a culture and different groups in our culture, we push for Christmas. We're waiting, waiting, waiting. And then it's done. And then we put our lights away. Or on December 23rd, I had two things to pick up at the Rite Aid and Napoleon, Amazon drop-off, two packages. So I drop in, and lo and behold, there at the counter is a whole huge display of chocolate Cadbury Easter eggs. It was the 23rd of December, and I have a personal tradition that when they first come out, I get one. When at the very, I got one before Christmas. And I asked the lady, and I said, she said, yeah, I put them out last night. Now we're waiting for Easter. And Christmas isn't already here. So this is something in our lives, isn't it? It's like that with different celebration or events. We're waiting for something. And then it comes sometimes, and it's like over. And then we're waiting for the next thing. That idea of waiting and for something and then it coming and being over made me think, or brought to my mind, these two passages, these two verses in this reading. They were both waiting. Now, Simeon, sometimes and oftentimes in stories and drawings and things like that, he's taken to be an old man, which he might have been, but it does not say that in the text. It says that the Lord had revealed to him he would not die until he had seen the Christ. But he might have been a younger man. That is not clear. Might have been older, might have been younger, but he was waiting. And he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He is waiting for comfort. Now think on this. He sees the baby. And he rejoices. And he says, Lord, now I can depart in peace. The baby is just a baby. Baby Jesus hasn't accomplished any teaching yet. He hasn't accomplished dying or rising yet. And yet, Simeon is satisfied. This, I've seen it. It's true. I can depart in peace. Under that A, point A, I have, and it's a similar sentence for both Simeon and for Anna. Faith believes the promise for him, consolation, and is comforted even if not all visible today because it is reality. All the things that the Christ would do, Simeon probably did not see, even if he was a younger man, because that would be 30 plus years down the line. But he knew God was going to accomplish comfort. And he himself was comforted. Even though he didn't see it all happen yet, he knew this is true. God is going to do it. Anna, we know, the scriptures say, was 84 years old. And it says that she had been married for 7 years. Had a husband for 7 years. Well, say she got the marrying age was, you know, early, mid-teens, late teens. But say she got a husband at age 16. Let's just say that. And she had a husband for 7 years. That would put her at 23 when she became a widow. And she was waiting for 61 years. She was waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Redemption is a sacrifice word. Redemption is the forgiveness word. And so she was waiting for the forgiveness of Israel, the sacrifice for Israel, the one final sacrifice, the buying back of Israel, redeeming of Israel. Simeon was waiting for the comfort and consolation. She was waiting for the forgiveness. Both related, but thoughts, but distinct too. And I wrote down there, faith believes her faith believes the promised redemption and rejoices even if not all visible today because it is the reality. The promised Savior would die and rise. She trusted the Old Testament prophecies, and she rejoiced that the baby who was going to do this, the Christ, was here. But she, more than likely, did not see Jesus die on the cross or rise from the dead. She was already 84 when he was a baby. But she trusted, and she was rejoiced. I had never thought of this before, but just looking at a good commentary by Dr. Just of RLCMS, his commentary in Luke, he noted that there's two witnesses to the Christ in the temple, and that's what the Old Testament required, was two witnesses to an event. Simeon and Anna both testified and witnessed, this is the Christ, right in the temple. And they told others about it. It was God using these two people who were waiting for the consolation of Israel, for the redemption of Jerusalem, were waiting, and they said, this is the one, the Christ. We're waiting for things. We waited for Christmas. We'll wait for other things. Some of those things and events come quickly and kind of on time. And some of those events go on and on and on. And you're waiting. Think about the amount of answer that Simeon had and Anna had. They saw the baby. They didn't see all that the baby had done, but they saw the baby. And they rejoiced and gave thanks. They believed God would take care of the comfort, the redemption, the consolation, the forgiveness. Just seeing a bit of part of it, they believed all of it. They believed because, as John 3:16 says, he sent his only begotten son, if you're looking at the five blanks there. Since God sent his son, he would not miss anything. He would accomplish everything. Everything God promised, he would do. If he would send his son, well, then he's going to do all that he promises to do. And Simeon knew this, and Anna knew this. The Christ is here. God will accomplish everything that needs to be done, even if I don't see it all. And just to conclude on what is said about Anna, she began to give thanks to God and speak to him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Israel. Thanks to God and speak to all. That's what we do as Christians, isn't it, today? We give thanks to God and speak to all about what Jesus Christ is and has done in our waiting. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you give us your Holy Spirit, who enables us to wait in faith. Even sometimes we're impatient or think you've forgotten, but in fact, you call us to believe and wait, and sometimes we don't even see, but you have sent Jesus, and in him you accomplish all, and we believe that. In his name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We stand and confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Eternal Lord God, in the fullness of time you sent forth your Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem us and to give us the adoption as your sons and heirs. Hear us, Father, as we call to you in his name. Give us grace to rejoice in Christ's blessed incarnation. And grant us a glad new year. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, from whom all fatherhood on earth is named, bless the families of all Christians with your promises. Give parents diligence and delight in their work. And grant your favor on all children, that they may grow in strength and wisdom. Bless all widows, orphans, and broken families also with your mercy. And give them joy in the redemption you have won for us in Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O worthy judge, from you proceeds the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Give wisdom to those who make, administer, and judge our laws, that they may serve faithfully in their tasks, according to your good pleasure, for the benefit of our people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, thank you for all whom you care to for all whom you provide to care for our earthly needs. We ask you to guard and protect them from harm and danger. We remember before you doctors and nurses, firefighters and policemen, transportation and emergency workers, food producers and retail workers, teachers and counselors, and all military personnel, their families and their chaplains. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, receive our prayers for those who suffer from loneliness. Comfort them with the sure and certain knowledge that they will never be forsaken by you. Give them family and friends within the household of faith with whom they can find loving companionship. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed Lord, help the sick and suffering, especially those who desire our prayers. We remember Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Lori, Sue, Deborah, Becky, David, Brian, Kathy, Gary, Keith, Jane, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin, and the family of David Roth, Sr. Surround them with your love in Christ, and according to your gracious will, heal them, comfort all those who mourn, and fill their hearts with a certain hope of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for a closing hymn.
Let us all with gladsome voice praise the God of heaven, who to bid our hearts rejoice, his own Son hath given. To this vale of tears he comes, here to serve in sadness, that we
Jesus, here.